Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, on today's I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, we are breaking down everything we know, my insights about the Harvey Weinstein sexual allegations scandal. I did about four movies with Miramax, which is Harvey Weinstein and his brother Bob Weinstein's company in the 90s. I did Beautiful Girls. I did The Pall Bearer. I did Mighty Aphrodite. And I did Copland. I'm going to explain to you how I got the part in Copland and the beef that I had with Harvey Weinstein about getting paid. So we're going to talk about that. Everything that's going on with this crazy-ass Harvey Weinstein scandal. O.J. Simpson is out of jail and apparently freaking off with a blonde-headed snow bunny. And the other day we had Bizarro Baron Trump on the podcast. Okay? He talked a lot of shit and he told this rhyme.
I'm gonna show you what I do for the pussy. Let's get it. Take a knee for the pussy. Call Donald Trump an SOB for the pussy. Rob Secret Service for the pussy. You know I never ever get nervous for the pussy, right? Come before the storm for the pussy. Sell my mama's breast milk warm for the pussy. Smack Steve Bannon for the pussy. Mike Pence don't like pussy. Bill Clinton for the pussy.
And he did his for the pussy challenge. Check this out. Play it again, Miles.
Come before the storm for the pussy. Sell my mama's breast milk warm for the pussy.
Yeah. All right, that's Bizarro Baron Trump's pussy challenge freestyle that he did exclusively for the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. This was put out 3 days ago. The next day, we've all heard it. We've all seen it. Eminem, the great Eminem, shitted all over Donald Trump. He started his epic rhyme, rant, shutdown across the board of Donald Trump by saying this. Miles, play the first part of that.
It's the calm before the storm right here. Wait, how was I going to start this off? I forgot.
Boom. Now play it again. The first thing that Eminem says is the calm before the storm.
It's the calm before the storm right here.
Boom. Guess what? Listen to what Bizarro Baron Trump says.
come before the storm for the pussy. Sell my mama's breast milk warm for the pussy.
Boom. I'm not saying Eminem bit Bizarro Baron Trump, but I'm not saying he didn't bite Bizarro Baron Trump. I'm just saying Bizarro Baron Trump spit his freestyle, and then Eminem did his thing, and he started with the same line. Bizarro Baron Trump skeeted first. See, I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's go. Yo, I'm in a brand new show. It premieres this Sunday, October 15th, on Showtime, White Famous. What can I say? White Famous is a new Showtime original comedy series about trying to make it in Hollywood. It stars my main man, Jay Farrow. His character's name is Floyd Mooney, comedian whose career is about to blow up. He's not sure he's ready for all of that. Can he make it without losing his soul? One of the people that's trying to test whether or not he can make it without losing his soul is me, Michael Rappaport. The show is funny as hell. Executive produced by my man, Jamie Foxx. He's in the show. He's in the first episode. He's in a few episodes. Creator of Californication. It's based on a bit that Jamie Foxx used to do, talking about when he was at a certain level of fame, he wanted to blow up, crossover, and become White Famous. Two episodes premiere this Sunday, only on Showtime, 10 p.m., October 15th. You can watch the premiere right now for free on YouTube. Trust me when I tell you, I'm proud as shit of White Famous. Jay Farrow kills it. Everybody kills it. Jamie Foxx kills it. Uktarsh kills it. Jacob Ming Trent kills it. Lonnie Chavez kills it. It's dope. I'm proud of the show. This Sunday, only on Showtime, October 15th, and you can check it out for free on YouTube now, both episodes. All right. This is the Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast. What's really hood? My name is Michael Rappaport. We're doing it again. Again and again. The Disco 2, the Malachi Brothers, you know how we get down. I'm in here with G Moody, last name rhymes with duty. G Monetti, yep. Always ready. 2015, 2016, and I don't see any contenders for the 2017 podcast co-host of the year. Mr. Moody.
Yes.
What's going on? You hear the sirens. It's live from New York. It's the sirens outside. You know what it is. that's my patent sniff. although I'm not on that booger sugar, like money from the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, money's a savage.
Yo, money from the Miami Dolphins is, he's off the chain. The offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins made a video of himself. I mean, he wasn't trying to hide anything, of him sniffing that booger sugar and send it to his stripper.
His boo.
His boo. I'm just pointing this out just to give you the visual. If you didn't see the video, she's a beautiful black chick, stripper chick. And now she's some sort of anointed herself a freedom fighter.
Yep.
He of course, was last week's leading and starring member of the Sick Fucks of the Week. This is not the Sick Fuck of the Week segment. This is just an impromptu follow-up on that. But she said that the reason why she did that was to protect the football players, and there was racial reasons involved. And listen, sweetheart, I'm not accusing you of fucking with that booger sugar, but I would guess that you probably dipped into that booger sugar too.
Hell yeah.
You're not a freedom fighter. You were a pay to play.
Right.
And
a skeezer.
Say it again.
A skeezer, better known as a skeezer in Brooklyn.
Yes. Yes. I don't know how we got on her or on my man. He was nuts. Homeboy was buck wild. One of the wildest cowboys out there.
Ever. In the history of videos, that's the wildest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, especially because it was an offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. He was at the workplace, and he was like, oh, I'm getting ready to go. He's like getting ready to go do offensive schemes with Jay Ajayi, Jay Cutler, Jarvis Landry and them, and he's taking that big hit. He folded up the bill real nice of that pure white, that Miami and white, that Scarface, that Coca.
And she said she got more videos, him doing ill shit. She said she's going to just bring him out slowly but surely. Money, you might as well go to Fiji Island somewhere. Just get out of the United States, man.
I mean, or not. It's like he's done, like, you know.
Yeah, forget it. Yeah,
anything he does now, it'll just be like, oh, my man is really nuts.
All right.
The New York show on the 30th is going to be, of course, we're going to, hello, that's going to be our people. Who's to say we won't have the great Danny Aiello there? Our guest list, our surprise guest list speaks for itself. We've already surpassed any expectations at the Dallas show. We said we were going to have a couple of guys that we had, Ice Cube, Charles Oakley, and pretty much the entire Big Three, Gary Payton, Mike Bibby,
yeah,
Sean Stevenson. So you know how we gets down.
Yes.
So we're at the crib, as you know, October 30th, podcast. We're doing book signing for the book that is coming October 24th. This book has balls. The audio book is not just an audio book. It's an audio book experience. I'm so proud of it. We busted our ass. We got it done. Simon & Schuster. Listen, I'm not going to act like I'm Mr. Literature, but Simon & Schuster is like the Nike of book publishing. Okay?
Yeah.
You see the cover. You see the Instagram. Listen, I'm so proud of the book. Yo, if you listen to the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, I would really expect you either buy the book, buy the audio book, buy both. I don't steer you wrong. I steer you strong.
Huh. Yeah.
I mean, and that's all right now until the book comes out the 24th. This book has walls.com. And, of course, tickets for the live show, IamRapaportTour.com in New York City at the Gramercy Theater, podcast, book signing. And it's just going to be an extravaganza. I don't even know where to start. You know, what?
Harvey, you know, Weinstein stuff and all it, you know, the allegations and all the wild shit. Now, how commonplace is this in Hollywood? And have you heard stories or have you seen things that would make, you know, you go, wow, this shit is, it is like this. So how true is that?
Well, I can't verify anything of the allegations with the Harvey Weinstein. And let's just preface this, because you know we're going to wind up at some point in the show, this episode. I say show because pretty much every episode that we do is like a comedy album.
Right, yeah.
I want to preface this by there's nothing that has happened from these women that are making their claims and these allegations. There's nothing about it that's funny or acceptable in any way, shape, or form from a Harvey Weinstein, from a Michael Rapaport, from a G. Moody, or from, you know, anybody. You know, there's nothing dope, there's nothing fly, there's nothing fresh, and there's nothing cool about, you know, putting your hands on a female when she doesn't want you to, or,
right,
and we'll get to this later, if you're a male, putting your hands on another male if he doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to that later. But as far as Weinstein, now, did we talk about this on the last podcast, G?
No, I don't think we went into that. Nope.
So this is the deal with Weinstein. I was thinking about this. I did Mighty Aphrodite. I did The Pallbearer. I did Beautiful Girls. I did Copland. That's four. I think I did something else with Miramax. I did Illtown. No, was that Miramax? Illtown? Shit. That might have been, Miramax might have put up Illtown. I don't know. But I was fucking with Miramax as an actor. Early on. And the reality of this is Harvey Weinstein, you know, like people called him Uncle Harvey. Actors called him that. Actresses called him that. He's always had a reputation for being a motherfucker. That motherfucker, you know, could be rude, disrespectful, just in terms of like, you know, like how he treated, you know, the people that worked for him.
Right.
Abusive verbally. You know, I never had any of that shit. I never had any problems with him. I never seen him scream on people. He was very charming, likable. But obviously, there's a whole other side. As I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, on the podcast, I had heard stories about shit. Like, but I didn't hear it in regards to, you know, what. I'm not putting any words, because I don't want to get sued, because I'm going to get to that later. Like, you know, I didn't hear anything about rape. I didn't hear any sexual harassment. I didn't hear anything specifically like that.
Right.
So obviously, like, look, I have no allegiance to fucking Harvey Weinstein, but where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of motherfucking smoke, and there's some there's fire. But the names that came out, the Rose McGowans, the Ashley Judds, the Gwyneth Paltrows, the Mira Savinos, I heard about vague things like, oh, she might have done this, or, you know, he might have done that. And I want to clarify one more time. The victims of this are the victims. And these are all right. young girls. And you see them now, you know, like they're in their 30s and some of them are in their 40s. But when this shit was going out, you're talking about 21, 22, 19, 18, 21-year-old girls. 22, 20. Right. And it's a very powerful man. And he puts you in situations and he's vetting them out and he's working them. And listen, yo, that motherfucker, right. he's in deep shit.
Yeah.
He fucked up.
He said he got a problem. He needs help. And he's fucking wandering around. I just, yo, that makes you think, man, like maybe some of these girls, these women did some things to get roles, you know, get in these movies and shit, money. He's very powerful. And it's crazy that all of a sudden it's just everybody comes out. I mean, why wouldn't you say anything earlier?
I don't know. And you know what, G? We can't judge them because, you know, a lot of the things that they talk about is the shame of it and the confusion of it and the sort of like
right.
regret of it and how embarrassing it is. So I don't know that. I'll say this about this motherfucker, Harvey Weinstein. Everybody in this business of show business, especially that worked with him, whether you were a dude, whether you worked in his office, producer, filmmakers, knew he was a motherfucker. You know, he was more feared than he was liked. Obviously, he could be charming. You know, he's not just like one note dude. You know, the reason why, you know, this kind of thing's coming out, like, yo, he wasn't a liked dude. He got a lot of enemies. And an ego and all that shit. And you know, people are asking me, like, what is a producer? What is an executive producer? Just to stay on the subject. Like, you know, it varies. There's no, it's not like like a basketball team where it's like a head coach and then the assistant coach and then, you know, because some assistant coaches only deal with defense, some assistant coach, you know, you usually executive producers, what Harvey Weinstein, why he's the producers, executive producer, because he was financing the films, like the Miramax film, he was financing it. So usually executive producers are people, there's not one set thing. To get a producing title, you see co-producing, you see co-executive producing. It's just about power, input, money, investment,
right?
Creativity. Some producers have no creative stuff. They're all about scheduling, budget, start dates, and finish dates. So it varies. There's no thing. But Harvey Weinstein was an executive producer. I don't even know how he got on that. But I know a lot of people asked me on Twitter about what's an executive producer, what's a producer, and there's really no one set answer. But my deal with Miramax was I had done, like I said, I did The Pallbearer, right. which is a not bad movie. It didn't really get seen much, with David Schwimmer, Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress Toni Collette, myself, and did I say David Schwimmer? And this was like when Miramax was kicking ass. It was like Tarantino flicks and, you know, he owned the indie film market. He was the dude. And then I signed this three-picture deal with them. And I did Beautiful Girls. I don't know if that was part of it. I can't remember. It's so fucking long ago. And we don't fact-check ever. And then I did Mighty Aphrodite, which definitely wasn't part of the deal. But when... this is a story I'd never told before. When it came around to do the movie Copland, believe it or not, at first, I didn't want to do the movie. Some people were like, you're crazy. Right. And you know, there was like De Niro was in it. Stallone was in it. And I didn't, on paper, when I read the script, I didn't love the script. I didn't love the part. And my friend, who's the producer, Carrie Woods, who produced the movie Kids, he produced Beautiful Girls, he produced all sorts of shit. He was like, you got to do it. And Harvey Weinstein was calling me, you got to play Superboy. And they wanted to pay everybody scale. Now, I had a three-picture deal with them to act in three different films for a set amount of money. So I was like, fine. So when I said, not fine, I was like, all right, yeah, I want to do Copland. I'm going to do it. I agreed to do it. But I was like, I want to get paid the amount of money that we agreed to, because this is my third film. And Harvey Weinstein didn't want to pay me that money. But right. I was like, yo, I'm not doing the movie unless I get paid the money we agreed to. And we did the movie. The film was successful. I did all kind of press for the movie, as we all did. But Harvey Weinstein, I guess, was... He felt some sort of way about it. I never talked to him about it. But, like, you know, when I would see him, he was, like, on some bitch shit. And then whatever. That was, like, my only thing with Harvey Weinstein. Like, I haven't seen that motherfucker in years. To be honest, you know, I saw him at a couple of... He was at the award ceremony when A Tribe Called Quest movie won Producers Guild Award. Yeah, that's right. That shit is award winning. Check it out. Beach Rhymes in Life, The Travels of A Tribe Called Quest. I saw him there. It was all good. You know, aside from that little business folk, you know, little bump in the road, I didn't have no problems with it. He wasn't trying to fuck me. I wasn't his type. Hold on. But like I said, you know, you heard these things, and once I heard the first name, I knew Gwyneth Paltrow's name was going to be in the mix. I had no idea, like, it was going to be so many people, because now it's like Claire Forlani, actress. I mean, Kate Beckinsale, Jessica Barth, this Cara Delevingne, fucking Mira Sorvino. These women have articulated. It's who's crazy. Who? Angelina Jolie, Rose McGowan. There's shit.
Someone last week, and she said after he did that, I think that was the one where he skeeted in a flower pot.
Apparently, his wife left him. Apparently, now there's all sorts of rumors. It's like a pylon. Like, you know, because the Miramax was him and his brother, Bob Weinstein. And I guess they've had a falling out. But who knows if that shit is true? Because now it's just, you know, it's just all sorts of shit. Roseanne Arquette's name was in there.
Damn.
He
got them all.
All of them, you know, whether he, you know, he put hands on them or tried to kiss them, like, you know, just weird foul shit. Like, yo, why you the producer, man? You, first of all, you a nasty, you know, mole face motherfucker. Like, these chicks ain't fuck. Nobody wants to touch. Your wife don't even want to fuck with you, man. You look like shit.
Word. And that's what these dudes do, man. They get in these big, powerful positions, and they know on a regular he's never getting no chicks. Right? He was never getting nothing. So now he's in this position, and now he's just being all creepy with them.
Yeah, so he's in deep shit. You know, at the time of this podcast, and again, there's so many different stories, it's hard to keep up. Rose McGowan, the actress who, you know, was in Scream and a bunch of shit. We've talked about her on the podcast in the past. She alleging rape, I think. I think that's what I read. I don't fucking know. I don't know, you know, how this shit's going to play out. Is there going to be criminal charges? I don't know. But whatever. That's my shit with it. The shit is unacceptable. The crazy shit is that somehow or another, the Harvey Weinstein thing is being compared to the Donald Trump thing. Again, my final preface is this. It's not acceptable for anybody. Harvey Weinstein's the president of a movie-making company. He ain't the president of the United States. Yeah. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Like this Tommy Loren chickenhead. You know that chickenhead on Fox? Her name is Tommy Loren, T-O-M-I. She's like a report. I've talked about her before, a little chickenhead.
Yeah, yeah.
I call her Backstage Tommy. Like, I know I'm going to see her with a backstage pass at a Migos concert. Like, she's like a little chickenhead. And she's just like a Republican groupie. She keeps trying to instigate, like, why hasn't this person spoken about Harvey Weinstein, but they speak about the president? Why hasn't that person spoken about Harvey Weinstein, but they speak about the president? Both of them ain't shit, but the president is the president.
Yeah.
And the president and Harvey Weinstein's only affecting Hollywood and that. This motherfucker's, like, affecting the world. So there's no comparison. The only thing they have in common is that they're both sexual predators. Because Trump, the shit ain't over with Trump.
Yo, Trump is Teflon. Nothing sticks. He can do no wrong. Nothing matters. See, when nothing matters, then you could do whatever. And there's no consequence. So he grabbed any other candidate. He would be disqualified. He grabbed the pussy. He's on tape talking all kind of greasy shit. He's racist rhetoric. The whole campaign. And he blows out the competition. So
Where's Billy Bush in all this? Yo, why didn't Billy Bush step forward? Like, he's a real fuckboy, dude. He's just like dying. He's like, I'm just going to hide. I'm going to lay low. And then I'm going to come back. Where are you at, motherfucker?
Yo, Don is taking care of him.
And yeah, Don's like hitting him off. Like, just lay low, Billy. Stay in Thailand for a couple more months. I'll get you back here. We'll get you a nice job.
He took one for the team. He's a good guy. Billy Bush is a good guy.
Now, there's, like, we mentioned all the names, and there's, in all seriousness, you know, I stand by them, and there's no excuse for it in any business. Show business, you know, fucking any business. Any kind of business.
If you touch, you touching women and doing all this bum shit, yo, you should be jailed. If this shit come out, you should be, that's a crime, man.
Yeah.
You should be jailed. Fuck the rehab.
Yeah. Two victims that I threw me for a loop.
Oh.
This week, two of them.
Yes.
really threw me for a loop because, you know, that came out. That are different from the Harvey Weinstein thing, but now they felt compelled while the legions of women are coming out to get in there and come to terms with their versions of sexual harassment. I don't know why they chose to do it this week.
They felt left out.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. But James Vanderbeek, the actor, said that he was I can't remember his credits. I'm not looking at a computer. We're going raw dog here. We don't fact check at the Iron Rapport Serial Podcast. It's not just a great tagline. It's a reality.
Yep.
James Vanderbeek, who's, you know, very accomplished actor, he said that he was cornered by a male producer and he was made to feel uncomfortable. He got his ass pinched by a male producer. Once again, I never got touched by anybody, ever. I just don't think I'm the apple of anybody's eye in that world. But the victim who came out this week who really confused me and really threw everybody for a loop, and I know a lot of people, not me.
Huh, yeah.
But a lot of people thought it was a joke.
Me too.
But the actor Terry Crews, who I believe you referred to him as Dice Dick once. Gerald?
Yeah.
Terry Crews is the actor, black guy, a lot of muscles, good
muscle
dude,
bound.
Tons of movies. He always plays like, you know, like a scary dude or a scary version of a funny dude. He was in White Chicks. He was in, you know, Everybody Hates Chris. Good dude. Apparently, when he was at an audition or at a meeting, male producer or a male person in power grabbed, what did you hear about this, Gerald?
Oh, it was at a Hollywood party in the Hollywood Hills, and he said a big Hollywood exec grabbed his loaf in full view of everyone. And I was like, at first I was like, yo, well, you're always chest naked.
Always chest naked.
Always chest naked. And a lot of these dudes, these Hollywood dudes, is gay. So you see, they see you naked in there with the pectorals bouncing. Yo, you may have brought that on yourself, B.
And Duke, because you got the muscles, you're Terry Crews. Why you didn't smack fire out of Duke?
Yeah, what's the point of the weightlifting? Why look so intimidating if a small white dude could just come and grab your rod and you do nothing? So what's the point in looking all intimidating? Like, yo, nobody could do that. To me, I don't give a fuck, yo. You can't get, and I'm 190 pounds. You can't get nowhere near me to do that.
So, G, you've never been groped by another man in your life?
Yo, a dude can't come in my space like that. First of all, it's going to be mad arms, like some stiff arm shit. So, and I'm not a big dude, but, yo, money is muscle-bound, intimidating. And you let these dudes just come and just cuff your whole shit.
Mm.
Yo, I don't know, but his whiz was there, his wife. Stop lifting weights.
That threw me for a loop. And then that story just disappeared. Now, I support all the dudes that are coming out and supporting the women. Bunch of actors, of course, Ryan Gosling, and apparently a bunch of people. For some reason, nobody came out and support Terry Crews and them. But Terry Crews and James Vanderbeek, me and G Moody will be the first to say, if you got groped or your ass pinched by other men, we want to make public statements of support. Same way Ryan Gosling did it for the woman We want to make public statements of support. Because no one else is, you know, no one else is giving you that love, especially you, Terry Crews, because you a big motherfucker, man.
Word. And imagine the ride home with the wife, and she saw that, and she see, and they, what do you say? Like, yo, I didn't do nothing, man. Yo, that is bug. Stop lifting weights, T. Cool.
All right, the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Stay tuned. When we get back, O.J. Simpson has popped his prison cherry. Stay tuned. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Listen, if you're watching the games, it's time to start making money. And MyBookie is the place to go. MyBookie is the industry-leading website that hooks you up for all your betting needs. And with their great odds, fast payouts, and decades of expertise, you can bet your money with confidence. Your team doesn't have to win big. They just need to cover the spread. What are you waiting for? Lay down some cash and win big today at MyBookie. Listen, when you bet, it's important to know who you're betting on. That's why I'm urging you. I am suggesting, strongly suggesting, that you make your way to MyBookie. Okay, I trust them, and you don't have to take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. If you don't believe me, they have in-game live betting and mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. You can also check out their online casino if you'd rather just play a few hands of blackjack or roll the dice and craps. Join MyBookie now, mybookie.ag, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. You play, you win, you get paid, expert or rookie. You have to try out MyBookie. Go to mybookie.ag today and use the promo code Rappaport. All right, we're back. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. So, G.
Yo.
Again, two episodes ago, we said, what's the over-under on O.J. Simpson being out and about with a white girl, since he is the poster boy for white girl syndrome?
Right.
Well, apparently he got himself a nice little snow bunny.
Of course. Jeez. He doesn't learn...
Blonde, I mean, the blondest of the blonde hair. He got himself a nice snow bunny, and apparently they're saying he popped. These are my words, popped his prison cherry, which means he skeeted off.
Where, at the bunny ranch?
No, in Vegas, man. In Vegas, if you're O.J. Simpson, yo, psh, you're gold out there. You good.
Yeah. Damn.
Now, are you shocked that it was a snow bunny, a pink toe?
No. He was chomping at the bit while he was in prison.
Yes.
And I knew what was going to happen. Good for OJ. Enjoy yourself. And have a good time, man. You did that 9-year bid, man. This motherfucker did a bid.
Yo, OJ Simpson is one of the wildest dudes ever.
Ever. Yo. In the history of human beings, he's one of the wildest dudes.
Yo, he's a piece of shit, man.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson is a piece of shit, man. He's in Vegas signing. Yo, he acts like he's a victim.
Yo, O.J. is a motherfucker, man.
O.J. is a motherfucker, man.
Yo, but O.J. might have been framed, man. Think about it, Rap. How you kill two motherfuckers and only have a scratch on your hand?
Yo, you're crazy,
think about
man.
That.
You're crazy, man. You saw that O.J. Made in America documentary? You saw that, right?
Yo, I don't know. If me and you fighting, and then there's another person there, yo, I'm going to have bruises. I'm going to have a lot of shit. I'm not going to have a scratch on my finger. You're going to be tearing me up. I'm going to tear you up. I don't know. I just look at shit a little different now that it passed. But fuck O.J.
all right, so... This happened, a Mexican telenovela, star, he's like on a soap opera.
Yeah.
Was at the red carpet event that actually was in L.A., Latin American star, Mexico soap operas, you know, it's huge everywhere. And in Latin America, they're even more huge, and they're traditionally very popular shows. So this guy, obviously I don't know who he is, and I don't want to pronounce his name wrong. It's
I know it.
What is it?
You can do it. It's Ed. I'm gonna do it like the Spanish people. Eduardo Yanez.
Yeah, yeah. So he was on the red carpet for an event, and we said that this should start happening more often. One of the reporters was asking him something about his son. His son was having some, and Money told him chill. And Money said, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. This is all in Spanish, but I got it translated. And then Money said, da 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 da. And then the soap opera star Eduardo smacked fire out of Money.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it. The video. It's one of the greatest videos. It's how you're supposed to do it. The reporter is in his personal space asking him questions about his son. It's about the movies, B. It's not about my son. It's not about what we did. And he got, and then he just smacked the shit out of him. So now the reporter will think different.
Yes.
Now, when his questioning, his line of questioning will be more respectful based on the ferocity of the last actor that slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's no harm, no foul. He got the shit slapped out of him. He didn't beat him up. He didn't jump him. He smacked the shit out of him, and everybody moves on. And I think it's lesson learned. He probably will be a little bit more hesitant and respectful going into the next red carpet event. As of this podcast, it's so fucking hard to keep up with. I can't keep up with whether or not Ezekiel Elliott is suspended, not suspended. As of time of this podcast, 10-13, Friday the 13th, Ezekiel Elliott is suspended, but if by the time you're listening to it, he's not suspended.
What happened? What the fuck's going on? He's suspended or not?
Right now, he's suspended, but, you know, they keep appealing it. He was suspended, then he wasn't suspended, and now he's suspended again. And it's, like, literally, like, hour to hour, because they, like, it's like some like, you know, they keep taking the shit to court. So one minute he's suspended, next minute he's not suspended. I have no fucking idea. You know, he's obviously a big part of the Dallas Cowboys, and if you play fantasy football, he's a big part of fantasy football. Fantasy football people that own fantasy football teams, they're players. And speaking of fantasy football, these dudes at Barstool Sports, I am cracking their fucking asses. If you're a Barstool Sports fan and you listen to the Iron Rapport Sarah podcast, you need to start heckling every single person in the Barstool Sports Fantasy Football League. This dude, Smithy, this other dude, Clemenza, Pat McAfee, all of them. I'm cracking their asses one by one by one. I'm undefeated. The shit is so boring. I got to start playing these dudes daily fantasy on DraftKings.
Damn. Oh, you all that up there, huh?
I'm cracking their asses. And I said to him, like, I went up there the other day. I was like, no one's in here talking shit. Everybody got their heads down. Like, is it like this is Barstool Sports. You're supposed to have competitive nature in you. So now I have to challenge these dudes. And matter of fact, if there's any stoolies listening, any people that specifically found out about the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast since we started with Barstool, if you want that work, if you want to dance with me, if you want that business, and I'm not doing it for the money, I'm doing it for the honey. I'm talking $5 games, $10 games. Anybody, like there's the normal I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast people, and of course we got our Rappa Pack people, but anybody who's down with Barstool also and you want that business, please hit me up on Twitter. I will dance with everybody this weekend. Of course I'll dance with everybody and anybody, but these Barstool dudes, I need to show them what the deal is with this fantasy. Like, I'm kicking ass left and right. I'm busting everybody's ass in that league so much. I have to start playing the same dudes in the league head to head on the weekend because it's not giving me enough. Like, it's like I'm fucking, G, but I'm not busting. I need more action. Like, I'm not busting. I'm all skeeted out with fantasy football at Barstool. Let's put it that way. I'm all skeeted out.
Yo. You know who needs to hold their fucking head, man? This dude, Alec Baldwin, is on some Tough Tony shit, man.
Yeah. Tough
Tony. I see him out fucking threatening, confronting drivers, telling them, yo, get out the car. We could do this. You're going to pick the wrong dude. You lucky these cats are not whipping your ass. Yo, he thinks he's on some Rocky shit. You see how he be in the street?
Yeah.
Yo, he gonna pick the wrong dude. It's gonna be a dude that just came home from jail and driving an Uber, just trying to do his shit right. And he gonna beat this guy's ass and not know who he is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's what's gonna happen to him.
Yeah. Yep, he's been doing this for a while. He knows who to fuck with and who not to fuck with. He knows who to fuck with and who not to fuck with. But maybe one day he'll get the wrong dude and catch that business.
Throwing his Starbucks coffee on the fucking wall, acting belligerent.
He ain't doing shit to nobody.
Yeah.
He gonna fuck around with the wrong dude. Somebody that's about it. He's gonna seem unassuming, and he's gonna have a problem.
Yeah.
But I fuck with Alec Baldwin because he is number one Donald Trump agitator.
I like him. I just don't want him to get his ass beat on 8th Avenue somewhere.
Yeah. He needs to hold his head. Yo, you saw me on Instagram with my You Fuck You t-shirt. All Buttersoft Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts are available at store.barstoolsports.com, including the award-winning Suck a Shit t-shirt that is sweeping the nation, the Raging Bull shirt, the I Am Rapaport American flag tee, the Gringo Mandingo tee, and of course the You Fuck You t-shirt, and many, many more. Go to store.barstoolsports.com. I stand by this till the day that I die. All shirts are butter soft. All right, so we're back. All right, it's time to cue the music, Miles. It's time to play the Sick Fuck of the Week theme song.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the Sick Fuck of the Week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up. How could you do it? Don't let him out. Damn.
You fucked the door?
You what?
You fucked the door? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What? Sick fuck.
The Sick Fuck of the Week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given.
You did.
What?
No.
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 No!
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that is the Sick Fuck of the Week theme song made by yours truly, G Monetti. All G Moody Beats. Where are the G Moody Beats be? A lot of people hit us up on Twitter. And
I see.
Where are they at? Do you know where it is?
SoundCloud at Moody Beats. So you'll see our picture there and all that funk is there for you to fucking dive in. MC, do what you got to do.
Yes, please. If anybody wants to, you know, sort of create or got a sick fuck rhyme, pick one of Gerald's beats and we'll flip it. You know, we'll do it. If anybody wants to do a sick fuck of the week shit, whatever you're into, please feel free to get on the Moody Beats. Where are they at one more time, G?
SoundCloud at Moody Beats.
M-O-O-D-Y. We don't spell it in any kind of trick way.
Word.
But if you never listen to the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast, and we are gaining listeners each week, and needless to say, how much we're going to touch that number one spot. I can feel it.
Hell yeah. We right there.
We do a guest list. We don't even call the guests, and we don't even call on the big guns. But needless to say, there's new listeners. Sick Fuck of the Week is an award given, an award that is earned, not given. It is an award that is earned, not given. It's given to a certain person with a certain flair, a certain charisma, a certain, a je ne sais quoi. This Sick Fuck of the Week, man in China got his loaf caught in a wrench. How and why he got his loaf caught in a wrench is the big question. Why you put your loaf in a wrench? I mean, there's so many other different things you could do. If you're trying to choke your chicken, we all do it.
Yeah.
You get yourself some nice, some lavender oil and do it like everybody else.
Or you could just buy the Fleshlight.
There's so many different things, but you gotta put your shit in a wrench. Somehow or another, I didn't even look too much into this because I was like, yeah, I heard about this. I was like, boom, this guy's a sick fuck of the week, period. And then the people, the workers had to get called, and the emergency workers had to come in there. The firefighters and all them had to get out the machine, the tools. They had to get out the saws and shit to cut the wrench off my man's pipe.
Huh. Oh.
They had to cut the wrench with a saw off his pipe. Sir, there's plenty of other ways to get out there. You got you porn. You get yourself some lavender oil. You heat it up. Listen, whatever you want to do, be creative and think ahead.
They have robots now that talk, that fucking, when you touch them, they moan. Leave the tools alone. Buy a fucking robot.
This guy's a real sick fuck. This guy, he put a video up. You know, everybody wants to be Johnny Knoxville and those jackass guys. This okay. piece of shit. 19 years old and it's two men. Two sick fucks and one sick fuck of the week award. It's a two for one. These fucks think they're Johnny Knoxville. They have a farm in Spain and there's little pigs, piglets, baby pigs. And this fucking scumbag.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fat guy. I couldn't even watch the video. Jumped and belly flopped and killed 79 pigs. First yeah. of all, you fat, nasty motherfucker. He's in jail. I hope they hold him down in Spain and they give him that Wonder Bread bag treatment. No yeah. olive oil. You don't get any olive oil.
Give him some lard.
Nah. He'd be lucky if he gets spit. You just go in there and tear him up nice.
Oh. Yeah. Killing animals for no reason. That's the dumb shit.
A woman on Long Island, there's a company called WAG. It describes itself as Uber for dogs. It's like a dog sitting place.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know how I feel about my Wheezy, the Ian Rapoport news dog. Now, I send my dog to a place when I travel, and they take great care of him. These people at this place, WAG, allegedly, they ain't suing me, allegedly lost this woman her Labrador mix. The dog's like similar to Wheezy. She sent it to the place, and somehow or another, they lost her fucking dog.
Wow.
So when she came back, the dog's gone. You sick fucks. And now she's in an uproar. She's harassing them. They're saying she has a right to harass them.
Yeah, where the fuck is the dog?
Where my dog at, Duke?
Yeah. How you going? Where's my fucking dog?
Where the dog at, Duke?
Yo, I know how people feel about them dogs, man.
Yo, where the dog at, Duke?
Somebody lose mine, I'll tear that place up. Fuck all that.
Another sick fuck of the week. A New York cop. We support the cops. We have lifelong friends that are cops. There's bad Good apples cop. In Hollywood. There's bad apples at Starbucks. There's bad apples in the tax department. There's bad apples in every business. So this isn't about anti-cops. Got to be careful and clarify these things. It's important.
Yep.
A cop, New York Police Department, Bronx cop, was busted for having sex with an underage girl and recording the encounters.
Oh. No trial. Take his badge. Take the gun. Get the fuck out of here.
And
here's a Wonder Bread bag. Oh, you're going to need it where you're going.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I'm sure you've heard of it.
It's worldwide now. Now they're saying BYOWBB. Do you know what BYOWBB means? It's all the rage. It's bring your own Wonder Bread bag.
Yes. For egregious bullshit and savagery to your fellow human beings, you deserve a Wonder Bread bag.
Finally, this has happened in Brooklyn. I heard about this story. Very upsetting. In Brooklyn, they robbed this man and a woman, 91-year-old man, and his wife was 100 years old.
Damn.
And not only did they rob him, they roughed him up. Listen, if you walk in, what kind of bitch-ass robbers? You go in there as a 91-year-old man, a 100-year-old woman, and yo, they know what it is. Like, just rob him and leave him alone.
If I'm a burglar or some bullshit, and I go in and I see 91 and see the real old, I just turn around and walk out. I'm not doing shit. That, you know, these
well,
guys
are sick. The man died from the injuries, and the 100-year-old woman is now alone. You know, obviously it's very sad, heartbreaking. This is a couple, they've been together for years. The people are on the lam, they're running, and we want to get an APB out on these sick fucks that would do this to elderly people. First of all, they're breaking into people's house and then roughing up older people like that. You are the, I believe, the fourth and final sick fuck of the week. Listen.
You're going to get caught.
Oh, they're going to catch you.
Yeah. Everyone gets caught.
Yeah.
I don't see. It's cameras everywhere. Doesn't pay to do that shit.
Yeah. And if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Don't do it. And if you can't take the Wonder Bread bag, don't do the crime also. Listen, it's the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. Yo, every Sunday on channel 704, I don't know if you guys know this, I am on the Fantasy Zone DirecTV all day, all fantasy, everything. Come see us in New York on the 30th. And I'll remind you again, yo, Sunday, White Famous, Jay Farrow, myself, Jamie Foxx, the shit is funny. I want to hear what people think. I'm proud of it. Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, G Moody, Last Name Rhymes with Duty. Me, the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. White Mike, proudly, a.k.a. Mr. White Folks, senior fantasy football analyst of Fantasy Football Follies, and this here, Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. We out.
Out.